Welcome to Ruby Rider's Pegging Paradise podcast number 53 on July 2nd, 2013. Here I am, changing the world one ass at a time. First, I'd like to read you a letter from Violet and Rye. This is the crowdsourced, does anybody remember this video thing that we did a couple of podcasts ago? And it turns out that Violet and Rye are the ones who made the video. And they have a blog spot called Uncommon Appetites. And I spoke about it last week along with Make Love Not Porn TV, where they have even more of their videos. So here's the letter that they wrote. Thanks so much for the kind words about our video and Make Love Not Porn TV. Just to clear up the free videos versus Make Love Not Porn video issues, any video that was originally posted to our blog has remained there free of charge. The videos we've made for Make Love Not Porn TV are exclusive to that site, but we've posted short trailers for each video that can be found on our blog. We hope you enjoy our videos, especially the pegging video, which is near and dear to us. We wanted a video that showed pegging the way we do it, which is just another aspect of our sex life. We think you'll appreciate it, and we hope you'll find it more than a little hot as well. Violet and Rye. Wow, you guys, thanks for writing and giving us more details. I'll be sure to share this information with my listeners, is what I wrote them, which is what I'm doing right now, obviously. And please keep making those amazingly hot videos. You know, my opinion is that classy porn videos are rare, and so I am so glad that you guys are contributing to that genre. And the non-BDSM pegging video aspect will appeal to many of our listeners as well. So for the listeners out there, I just want to read you this one quote from Violet and Rye's website. They have a list of available videos, and one of them is called Snow Day. And the text above the video reads like this, in part. We woke up one weekend ready to roam around Brooklyn, buy cheeses and vinyl and other shit that people like us do, but wouldn't you know it, it's snowing. And what do you do when it's snowing on a weekend? If you're outdoorsy types, you snowshoe or some shit. If you're us, you fuck all day, drink bourbon, and watch Louis C.K. stand-up or a movie, or revisit Arrested Development before fucking again. Oh, yeah. And so, listeners, do I have a link for you in my Linkorama? You betcha. Enjoy. It will be there for you. So, we are going to start right off the bat this week with pegging celebration time. First celebration we have is a comment that recently got posted on one of my blog posts, but it got buried in the depths of this old, because it's a very old blog post, so I thought it really deserved to be shared. I wrote you some time ago about my wishes to take the plunge. It took some time, but I was able to easily barter with my significant other, as I have for many years lusted after my wife's magnificent ass. I was able to offer up my fine ass for hers, and it worked out perfect, as I received the best of both, and she wasted no time collecting on the trade. My wife lubed that strap on like a pro and pounded me good. I can say that our bedroom has turned into a steam room, as we regularly have great anal sex and explosive orgasms. I have to say that I never thought I would be able to take such a massive cock in the ass, but wow, does it feel good. Yes, thank you for that steamy update. I'm really happy for you both. You know, this is something I recommend regularly to the guys who complain about how their girlfriends aren't into receiving anal. I tell them to offer a trade. The girlfriend gets to fuck your ass with the same size toy as what you present with if you get to fuck hers. And, you know, many times a great hue and cry is sometimes heard on the forum boards because, mind you, this is not the pegging group we're talking about. This is just the Reddit sex group, and these guys just want to fuck some lovely female ass. But I do usually get a few guys saying that it's only fair, and a few women who are totally into the idea as well. Women are usually more eager about the idea, actually. And occasionally, one of the men will tell me where to go with lovely, colorful, foul language instead of politely replying that no, thank you, no one is going to put anything up his ass. But seriously, and here comes the broken record, the best way to learn how to give anal is to receive it. Only then do you really understand how important foreplay is, how important taking things slowly and using plenty of lube is. And that's what this guy did. He offered up the trade. He received, the girlfriend received, they both traded, and now, I bet, you know, all of those finer points of anal sex is something that they share, as opposed to the guy does it to the woman, she tells him, you know, what works and what doesn't. But, you know, there is nothing like experience as a teacher. There really isn't. And, you know, I love that his girlfriend jumped at the chance. He obviously loved it, too. Talk about a win-win. Very nice. Okay, pegging celebration story number two. I love it when we have more than one. This is a long one, so settle in, everybody. I've been listening to your podcast now for about a year, ever since I started a new job that requires a lot of driving. I have to admit, I have more than once had to pull over midway through an episode for a little relief. So this is a pegging success story. It's one that I thought I would never write, because I had messed things up so badly at first. Also, at times, my wife will sound somewhat less than GGG, but that's completely changed now, as you'll see. Keep in mind that she was a virgin and very sexually naive when we met. I have fantasized for a long time about pegging. It probably started in earnest about the time that I met my wife. From the time we started dating, she would frequently touch, tease, swat, or just stare at my ass, and it made me start to think of it as an erogenous zone in a way that I had not before. Long story short, I found out about pegging and began exploring my ass on my own, which turned out to be pleasurable enough to keep going. Pretty soon, though, it was all I thought about. The idea of my beautiful lady embracing me from behind, her breasts pressed into my back, and her strap-on nestled inside my ass. This idea was more erotic to me than the solo play I'd engaged in, and so I made plans to suggest it to my wife. At first, I'd merely asked her to put her fingers in me, which she had no trouble with, and we did that occasionally, but she was not really interested in doing it except to get me hard again after I'd come. Then, about a year and a half ago, I broke the news. I so wish I'd discovered your podcast earlier because I made all the mistakes you warn about. I broached the subject in bed. I did it without forethought, and I did it sheepishly and with intense embarrassment. About 6 months after we got married, she was giving me a hand job as we lay in bed and asked what I was thinking about. I initially refused to tell her, but she wouldn't let it drop. So I ultimately admitted that I was fantasizing about her giving me the very handjob I was getting, except that she was doing it while using a strap-on on me. She did not react as positively as I had hoped. At first, she was concerned that I really wanted to be with a man, which I explained was absolutely not the case, that I am not attracted to men or interested in gay sex at all. Not that there's anything wrong with wanting those things, they're just not for me. She had the strange notion that strap-ons were for gay men, and I had to tell her that they were used mostly by heterosexual couples and lesbians. Remember, she's naive. She then mostly seemed a little grossed out and expressed other concerns, that I must be bored with vaginal sex, that she was afraid she would hurt me if we did it, that it would be messy. I did my best to assuage all these fears, but I was ultimately relieved when the topic was mostly dropped, as hostile to the idea as she was. It didn't help, either, when she was on my computer and found a folder full of pegging videos that I had been parsing through to find something sex-positive and romantic to show her. She happened to click on a very unappealing one, full of BDSM and humiliation. Again, nothing wrong with these things, it's just not for me. And this was a particularly bad example of both. It made her even more averse to the idea. We didn't bring the subject back up for a few months until she began expressing an interest in receiving anal sex herself. We had previously attempted anal sex, her receiving, while drunk, and although pleasurable for both of us, I wasn't gentle enough and she ended up really feeling it the next day. The moral, never have anal sex while drunk. This time, though, we did everything right, and she ended up coming multiple times without any vaginal or clitoral stimulation. It was then that we talked about how pleasurable it could be for both of us, and the next day we went and bought matching lock-and-load butt plugs, which we labeled his and hers. At this point, she was mostly just tolerant of the idea that I wanted anal stimulation, not especially interested in giving it to me. When I was out of town training for the new job, I'd sent her an email relating a sexy dream I'd had in the hotel room where she had tied me down, put my plug in, spanked me, and ridden me until we both came. But even this fairly tame fantasy, which related almost exclusively things that we had done in the past, was met with, don't expect me to ever actually do any of those things. Fast forward a few months, we've moved. We've both taken new jobs, we're both stressed out, and our sex drives have plummeted. She sought to alleviate this dry streak and bought a sexual board game called Triple X-opoly. Now, it sounds corny as hell, and I thought it was, but this is an amazing tool for helping couples open up about their desires, reconnect, and get in the mood. During that period, we had several amazing sex sessions thanks to the game, which we are about to gift to another couple. We have it on good authority, are going through a dry spell. One time I ended up taking her to the bedroom, dominating her, tying her down, and spanking her while she had her butt plug in. She enjoyed it immensely and promised that the next time it would be my turn. Which is amazing, since this is the exact scenario she told me to never expect. The last time we played Triple X-opoly, she drew a card that said something to the effect of, ask your partner their deepest sexual desire. You must do this for them within the next week. She stared at me with a mischievous smirk and said, so what do you want? I told her, you already know my deepest fantasy, but I know how you feel about it too. Just say it. I want to take anal play further. You want me to use a strap-on on you? Yes, I said. Her response, okay. I was elated. We went out the next day and bought a real doe and the Tantus Bendover Beginner's Kit for the harness, and in case she didn't like the real doe, along with a riding crop. We also discovered, thanks to the game, that not only do I really like being spanked, but she likes spanking me and being spanked herself. But in the days that followed, she got a sinus infection, followed by me severely pulling a groin muscle, followed by her getting another sinus infection, and so any sort of extraneous or elaborate sex was off the table for a good while until she'd cleared up and I'd healed. Also, she was still working up the courage to do this thing, I could tell. So I let her know a few weeks ago that there was no pressure, that we didn't have to do it until she was 100% ready. A look of relief filled her face, and she once again promised it would happen, but all in good time. Then, just over a week ago, she had gone to bed with her butt plug in, let me discover it, and asked me to fuck her ass. I obliged. Then she told me to put mine in as well. We proceeded to have marathon sex, and the next day continued the same. We were watching an amazing couples-friendly porn called Looking In that caters to her own voyeuristic fantasies. This, along with some fooling around and some expert pussy eating on my part, got her so hot she asked me what I wanted to do, which in her language means I can do whatever I want to her. I said I wanted to put her end of the real dough inside her to get her used to the feel. She agreed without hesitation, and so I went to get the toy. With her on her back on the couch, I gently eased the short, bulbous end into her extremely wet vagina, and when it slipped into position, her eyes rolled back. I then began tugging on it, almost as though jacking off a real dick. This pressed her end up against the front wall of her vagina and against her G-spot. She looked down at it, and me, and I could tell she was surprised how erotic the sensation and the scene was. That's when she said, "So how does this work?" Me. How does what work? Her. You want me to use this, right? Not about to miss this opportunity. Remember, I was only initially hoping to get her used to the feel of it. I went and got the harness and helped her put it on. This makes me feel kind of like a dominatrix, she said with a little thrill. She asked how I wanted it, and I told her from behind. I took out my butt plug. I had been wearing it since the beginning of the movie, and we tried it with me bent over the couch. However, the couch was too soft, and we kept sinking in, preventing us from getting a good angle. We agreed that doggy style would have to wait for the bedroom, and so instead I laid down on the carpet and lifted my knees. She knelt between my legs, lifting them slightly as she put the tip of her lubed-up rubber cock against my asshole. She pushed as I guided it in. The feeling was amazing. It wasn't just the physical feeling of being stretched and filled. It was the amazing intimacy of it. It felt as if she was inside me. The feeling of her thighs against my ass, it was all I hoped and unlike anything I'd ever felt. Once she was satisfied that I was comfortable, she began thrusting, slowly and gently at first, and then more confidently as she worked my cock with her hand. I reached up and massaged her tits, as much as my senses would let me focus on anything other than what she was doing to my ass. Yes, even her stroking of my cock took a back seat, no pun intended, to this new sensation. I'm usually pretty quiet in bed unless I'm talking dirty or coming, but I was moaning loudly, the way she does when she's getting fucked. I wrapped my legs around her back, and this must have really turned her on, because that's when she started moaning herself and talking dirty to me. I replaced her hand on my cock with mine, so she could lean forward and put her hands on the floor on either side of me for better leverage. I was in heaven and wanted more. I pulled my left leg up to my chest and held it there with my hand and by her body and shouted, "Fuck me harder!" She obliged, going deeper and harder than I realized I could even take. A few seconds later I came, spurting all over both of our stomachs, and she collapsed on top of me. We kissed deeply and she pulled out of me, leaving me a wreck on the floor, more satisfied than I had been in ages. As we were cleaning up, she commented on the anal beads she saw the actresses using in a scene of the movie, saying that they looked like fun. We decided to get some dinner and go down to the local adult video store to buy us each a set of anal beads. We also bought a flogger, which we've put to good use since. I greatly prefer it to the crop. She also noticed the shelves of instructional books and asked me if there was one for what we just did. I told her that there were, but that I had actually had an instructional video, Tristan Taramino's Ultimate Guide to Anal Pleasure for Men. She said she wanted to watch it because she wanted to get better at it. When we got home, we used both the flogger and anal beads to great effect. This was a Wednesday, and due to my work obligations, some social plans, and a need to clean up the house before her mother arrived Sunday evening, we had to postpone actually watching the video for a few days. Sunday afternoon rolled around, and we were finished with cleaning, so we sat down and watched the entire first scene of The Ultimate Guide, which featured Penny Flame. In a scene where she was riding her partner from behind, my wife commented that the whole scene was really pretty fucking hot. At the end of the scene, we adjourned to the bedroom. I fucked her missionary style until she came, then I removed my butt plug, of course I was wearing it, and helped her put on the real dough and harness. I had just gone to the bathroom to grab the lube when I looked out the window to see that her mother was pulling up to the driveway right then. We were both crestfallen, but more concerned with getting dressed and hiding all the kinky toys before her mother could get to the front door. I can only imagine what she would say if she saw a strap-on dildo in our bedroom. Anyway, our second pegging experience was put on hold. My mother-in-law stayed with us for a week, and my wife went home with her for this week to spend the 4th of July with her family. But we'll be meeting up in a hotel, halfway between here and there, and I have explicit instructions to bring the toys and the videos. So to the guys out there who have struck out on this front with their partners, I guess my advice is to be patient, don't pressure her. Gently push her boundaries, maybe by suggesting that she try receiving anal if she hasn't already. Just plant the seed, then let her come around to a point where she can be more sexually open and receptive. From the time I initially told her to the time it happened for us, over a year and a half had passed, but it was well worth the wait. And I don't know how you feel about product plugs. I know how you feel about the other kind of plug, Ruby. but I very much endorse almost all the products I mentioned in this letter. XXXopoly, the film Looking In, the Rialdo/Fialdo, the film Tristan Taramino's Ultimate Guide to Anal Pleasure for Men. We've also discovered that the terribly named water-based variant of Boy Butter Lube works amazingly well. Where I defer to your wisdom, Ruby, is the lock and load butt plugs. While they are just the right size, stay in place, feel great, and are advertised as phthalate-free, they are nevertheless listed as jelly toys, so I don't know if that phthalate-free label is a genuine indication that the toy is safer and non-toxic, or it's just a clever marketing ploy and that they may be using something else just as bad but not technically phthalates. The toy does not smell bad at all after the first wash. Thanks for reading. Feel free to share all this with your readers and listeners. My goodness. Wow. This is quite an inspiring story. I really, really, really enjoyed receiving it. Thank you so much. I decided to read the whole thing because everything was good to know in terms of the progression from not really open to anal or pegging to totally down with it. First off, the butt plugs are definitely toxic, sad to say. You can partly tell because of the price, though you can find silicone plugs that are not outrageously expensive, but it's likely that the phthalate-free label is not accurate. There are no repercussions for lying on the labels of sex toys because they are categorized as novelties, so it's best to check those out and get some new ones that are indeed 100% silicone. Anything that is called jelly is toxic, pretty much, I can almost guarantee you. So there's a, you know, I started trying to shop for you guys and send you some suggestions, but I think that that's something that you two probably would really be enjoying doing on your own, is shopping for butt plugs. So let's see. First of all, I am thrilled and honored that my podcasts sometimes get you excited enough that you pull off the road for relief. And I hope you live in an area where that is remote and safely possible. But seriously, it is actually a rather heady experience, a heady feeling to know that my words turn people on. I love that feeling. Let's see. One of the things you wrote is, at first, I'd merely asked her to put her fingers in me, which she had no trouble with, and we did that occasionally, but she was not really interested in doing it except to get me hard again after I'd come. I so enjoy hearing about men who are wired this way, you know, put something in their ass and they get hard. I find it awesome and more than a little titillating to hear that to get you hard after you'd come, she puts her fingers in your ass. That's very nice. But I also want to appreciate the progression here. Ask for fingers first, always. And here's another thing you wrote. I so wish I discovered your podcast earlier because I made all the mistakes you warned about. I broached the subject in bed, did it without forethought, and did it sheepishly and with intense embarrassment. Oh, me too, me too. I wish that you had found me before doing that. And for everybody out there, the guys who are thinking about talking to their partners, anybody who knows a guy who's thinking about talking to his partner about it, yeah, have him check out my information, and especially the article convincing her to try it. The challenge is to get to the men before they rush off and tell their women in a fit of erotic excitement. You know, I mean, they're not thinking that it might not be really well received because of all the misconceptions and myths and everything, like the gay thing. Although I must admit, you know, that one with your wife threw me because although there is a harness made for men that has a place for their own cock as well as a toy, and it's meant either for dual penetration or to keep going after they've come, with a regular harness, you know, a regular strap-on harness just doesn't work for guys because their junk is in the way. But of course, she wouldn't know that. So, but I found it really fascinating, kind of, that she thought that strap-ons were actually something that guys used. And then I'm going to jump all the way down to where you talked about she sought to alleviate the dry streak you guys were having by buying a sexual board game called XXXopoly. She is GGG, dude. That is totally awesome move on her part. That is very nice. It's really great to hear about partners who are interested in keeping their sexual connection alive and kicking and well and healthy. And what a great move on her part to do that. So the rest of your story progressed really well. Tristan's movie is awesome, definitely, and I believe she has another one out now, which I have not seen yet, which is specifically about pegging. So that is something you two might want to invest in as well. The Game, I'll have to check out at some point. And you also mentioned the Boy Butter. Well, Boy Butter, excuse me, people, Boy Butter is a no-brainer. You're just going to have to deal with the name. I mean, I believe it was originally made for gay anal sex. That's where the name came from. And gay guys having anal sex probably know a lot more about it than most heterosexual couples do, including what lube is best. So just get over it and deal with the name, because the product rocks. It doesn't have any of the bad stuff in it. There's no glycerin in it. There's no preservatives that people react to. It's really great stuff. So it's great to use. Obviously, you have to use the water-based version of it for silicone toys. When I first found that, it was kind of funny because it said, I can't believe it's Boy Butter. And I don't know whether, like, the margarine people, you know, I can't believe it's butter, right? I don't know whether they got on them or what, but I think maybe the packaging changed a little bit, even though the tub of it does look a little bit like the margarine thing. It cracks me up. So, let's see here. By the way, I'm good with product plugs as long as they're excellent products. Not a problem at all. And then another part of your story, it total bummer about the pegging interruptus from the mother-in-law. You know, I kind of saw that coming, and maybe my listeners did too. I heard you describe how you cleaned up the house, started to play, and then I thought, what are they getting all involved with sexy times for? Mother is coming, and sure enough, she did. So more than anything, congratulations to you both for navigating what is sometimes a really tricky exploration for a lot of couples. And we all very much appreciate you sharing your story with us. Patience, communication, information, GGG. Eventually, you both did everything right and it just worked. So yay. Okay, so my last piece of news is actually a story for you. And this is a story for you about the man that I have been having a wonderful time with, Mr. Great Kisser. And I am absolutely sharing this with his permission, of course. He had a bit of a wild time. He headed up to San Francisco on probably the most intensely celebrated weekend he could have chosen, between Pride, it being Pride weekend, and then the recent Supreme Court DOMA decision. Plus, they had immediately decided to do the renewal of marriage rights in California. So I'm imagining that they were partying in the streets in San Francisco, and I'm sure I was right. So he ended up in a gay bar, and he met a very pretty guy. So as you can tell, this is going to appeal to you bisexual men out there. They hit it off really well, and it actually ultimately led to his first bisexual experience of mutual blowjobs. He texted me the news with just that basic information, and I couldn't wait to hear the story. Here's how I feel about it. There is something so beautiful about exploring new sexual territory. The unknown and the urges and the passions and the excitement of it all. When we did get to talk, I really liked hearing him say that even in the bar before heading back to the pretty guy's place, he just knew he was at least going to kiss this guy. Totally hot. Kissing guys, very hot. But the best part of all was when he said, I know what you mean now when you said how fun dicks are to play with. They really are. It was so fascinating to hear Mr. Great Kisser relate his story from his newly acknowledged bisexual point of view. He was bi-curious before, but hadn't done anything about it. And if there are those of you out there wondering, how are you feeling about all this, Ruby? I am not a possessive or jealous woman. When that man is with me, he's mine. And that works very well between us. When he's not with me, he's free to explore safely, even encouraged to. What better time to discover more about what makes you tick sexually than when you're young? And what more fun thing to explore than sex? So I was not only totally fine with it, I was kind of getting off on it, of course. You know me, liking the whole bisexual fantasy. And oh my, that was a hot conversation between us. Also because of my long-standing and yet-to-be-realized fantasy of a male-male-female threesome where the guys are just as much into each other as they are into me. So we talked about that, Mr. Great Kisser and I, and acknowledged it was unlikely because we're both really picky in our partner selection and the third would have to appeal to both of us. And obviously the third would also have to be okay with both of us as partners. But who knows what the future may hold? One never knows. In fact, I just had a birthday last week, and when I blew out the candle, I'll tell you what I wish for. Because, you know, I don't believe all that don't tell or it won't come true stuff. I mean, if there is a birthday fairy who monitors these things, would she or he, you know, be listening to a fucking pegging podcast, right? No way. Am I right? So here's what I wished for. And if you know the fairy, don't tell that I told. I wished for more juiciness in my life. Yeah. And hey, for those of you whose lives are not so juicy, you might be out there thinking, well, crap, she's getting all the juiciness and I hardly have any. It's not fair. I am here to tell you, there is an unlimited supply of juiciness, people. All you have to do is claim it and be it and think about it and ask for it and see what happens. See how your life changes. I was in a circle of women about 5 years ago, and I had just divorced my sexually incompatible husband, and we went around the circle and talked about, what do you wish for? I can't remember, honestly, whether it was a birthday celebration or New Year's or something, but there was something to mark a, okay, so in the future, what do you all want in your life? And when it came to me, I didn't really think a lot about it, and I said, I want some fucking juiciness in my life. Well, now remember, you know, there was pretty much a non-sexual situation by the time I left my marriage, and it never worked to begin with. So the juiciness, yeah, that was forefront in terms of what I was really looking for. And, you know, it got juicy pretty damn quick. It really, really did. And I am wishing for more. Bring it. Absolutely bring it. So, okay, for all of you people out there who want more juiciness in your life, you know, come home from work to your partner and think, okay, so like the juiciest thing I could do after I walk through that door would be to, and fill in the blank, and then do it. You might walk in, come up behind her in the kitchen, wrap your arms around her and kiss her neck soft and slow while she giggles at the unexpectedness of it all, and she can feel your cock get hard as you press it against her ass in a very clear message of what's going to be happening later that night. That is juiciness. You might walk in and catch him in the shower, and even though you don't need one, you climb in with him, grabbing the loo before you do, and you kiss under the warm water for a long, long time before you have a long, slow, or hard and fast fuck in the shower together, staying in there until the water gets cold. That is juiciness. So I encourage you all, do it. Then write and tell me about it. You can follow me on Twitter at Ruby_writer. You can like me on Facebook. I have a profile and a page. You can subscribe to my blog, which is the place where all of the links that I talk about are. Every time I post the podcast, I do Linkorama. My podcast is available on iTunes and also directly on my blog at peggingparadise.com. Please go to iTunes if you would. I would much appreciate you going and rating my podcast and writing a review for me. I have a couple of them, but so far it says there's not enough for them to give an average, I believe is what they said. I'm not sure how long that's going to take, but go there and do it if you could. It would be awesome. Send your questions and your juicy stories to ruby@peggingparadise.com. You can also just click the right Ruby link at the upper right of every page on my blog. Thank you all so much for downloading and listening, and happy pegging.